I go out on the porch on Friday nights and I scream the bracha to him with my hands up in the air. And, you know, and then I come in and we have this big, horrible picture that somebody gave us of him with his name spelled wrong. And it's behind our front door. And I kiss his head and I smell his hair on the picture because I know what that smell is of his hair. You know, and I just wait and crave for that time when I can smell his hair. You know, they just brought his bag back on Friday. They found his bag 7 weeks later that he had taken to the music festival. And when I unpacked it yesterday and I was taking out, now normally we're always like, Hirsch, you need to shower. My God, what is that smell? And I was taking out his clothes and I was finding the armpits and inhaling it like, you know, like it was like the most wonderful thing I could ever smell, you know. But John,
I this morning I went for the first time, it's day 51, I went to the above ground bomb shelter where Hirsch came under attack, lost his arm, and was then taken captive. And as I was there, I was thinking, it's so close. It's like a couple of kilometers from here, a mile and a half. Let's just go right now. Like, my friend has a 4x4. Let's just go cut across the fields and go get him. We thought better of that. But it's absolutely crossed my mind. I mean, he is so close.
Hey, listeners. It's Mishi. So, as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories, they're just quick conversations, or postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. Many of you have probably heard or read about Rachel Goldberg and John Polin, the parents of 23-year-old Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was kidnapped from the Nova Party. In many ways, they've emerged as the face of the hostage families. They've met with Biden and the Pope. They were on the cover of Time magazine. Rachel has spoken at the UN and at the March for Israel rally in Washington, D.C. And in all those places, as well as in countless other interviews, speeches, and meetings, they've told the heartbreaking tale of the two text messages Hirsch sent on the morning of October 7th. One saying, I love you, and the other, I'm sorry. He wrote those messages from within a shelter, where he was hiding with 28 other partygoers. 18 of them were killed. And Hirsch, whose left arm was blown off, was badly wounded. Shortly thereafter, Hirsch and three others from the shelter were loaded onto Hamas pickup trucks and taken into Gaza. It has now been 55 days. Earlier this week, Adina Karpuch and I sat in Hirsch's room and talked to his parents.